Blog Talk Radio.
Hit that shit, Phil.
With your shorty and she mad annoying, she off any, yeah, I know she mad horny, keep about five lighters on me, cause you never know what a dope be, double cup from Houston, backwards look like Cuban, fuck her 2 cents, I'ma put the bill in, all my niggas pimping, I don't do no kissing, purple what I'm sipping, dick is what I'm giving, windows they be tinted, business is financial, bitches think I'm handsome, niggas flip flop, just like a sandal, left on the island, bitch you better pass. Put that bitch on the mantle. She gon' blow me like a candle. Drop her, she gon' throw a tantrum. Teddy been a rude boy. Got too many hits, they Sam on steroids.
Oh shit, I know this. Without you, I'm focused. The pussy is potent. Like oceans, it's flowing. Don't do that. She wanna drop it for me, throw it back. Situations take you all off track. Don't get attached, girl, I'm a trap, girl, yeah.
Head on straight, know my fixture,
yeah.
Shorty aiming for collision,
yeah.
Sabotaging my only mission. I got traction, fuck the slipping. Don't be a dumbass. Be dead, shorty. I got dumb cash. Going dumb fast. And yo, bum ass. Hit a stain, shorty. You'll get fun that. I'm getting that check. I can't get from that. Tunnel vision like I'm Lil Kodak. Snap a picture, baby. Get that Kodak. I see my old bitch and I can't go back. Hey, ooh. Balling like a piston. Got these birds chirping. I ain't even whistling. Shorty, check my wrist. Seen that shit was glistening. Shorty, check my lingo. Said I'm too explicit. Hold on. Shh, shh, shh. My mom might be listening. Okay.
Oh shit, I know this. Without you, I'm focused. The pussy is potent. Like oceans, it's flowing. Don't do that. She wanna drop it for me, throw it back. Situations take you all off track. Don't get attached, girl. I'm a trap, girl, yeah.
Yo, yo.
What's going on?
Hey. What's good? What's good? All right. So, welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of USA Blog Network / the Dopeness Interview Series. We are live with some of the dopest MCs known to man. I'm live with Still the Prodigal. Who all we got on the line? Because I know it's a few of y'all.
Yeah, Phil's here. Malik is here.
And Teddy.
Okay. Also, we got Teddy Stacks. We got Malik. And it's Phil there?
Yep.
Yep, I'm here.
We all in.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, it's
going down.
All right, so for those who don't know, Phil the Prodigal and his homeboys, Teddy Stacks and Malik, they just dropped this dope, heavy mixtape called Foul 48. It's their first offering, showcasing how dope they are and, you know, their musical talent. So we're speaking with them live. How y'all feeling today?
Man.
I'm feeling blessed,
man. Feeling highly favored.
Yeah, we live right now with Mr. Jones, the baby face monster.
growl, you already know it. All right, so let's get into it, y'all, man. So how did this super group form?
Well, I mean,
that's
me and Malik, we go back all the way to the sixth grade. This is Bill's talk. We go back to the sixth grade, and I met Terrace in freshman year in high school through football, but it wasn't really on any music stuff yet. And through our senior year, we kind of came together and just started making music together.
Yeah, I can attest to that. Terrace came around. I already knew Terrace through this is Malik talking. I already knew Terrace through JP because, you know, they played sports together freshman year. And then around junior year, I met Terrace through classes. I had classes with him. And I found out he rapped. He dropped the whole tape. So I put JP on, or Phil, we call him JP. I put JP on with Chance's music because he made this super dope song called Still Lit. You know what I'm saying?
That's when I knew. He dropped this song called Still Lit, and I just heard the vision. And I was like, Malik, we got to do this.
The rest is history.
Is this the first project that all three of y'all transformed on? This Miles 48?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my first project in general.
Who was that, Phil?
Phil and Malik. First project for both of us. Terrace has already dropped.
Yeah, finally a season's back.
Word. So what made y'all really decide, like, man, yo, we should go ahead and jump down together and just tag team it? Like, it had to be y'all chilling one day or in the studio one day. Paint the picture
like,
for me.
Well,
like we pretty much moved together. Like, we like I'm Teddy. This Teddy right now. Like, we pretty much moved as all like brothers. So like, once we all got the little music vision down, we was like, we gotta do this all together. You know?
Yeah. This
because
Malik
was always.
Yeah, this Malik speaking. It was always like we always had like musical talents as far as like my boy's AP. He did the music production for a while. And then, you know, I was musically inclined through just planning, like, school bands and stuff like that. But, you know, I rapped here and there for fun. And then Terrence rapped for fun, too. But I saw him pushing out work. Mind you, this was middle of our high school days. He dropped his own mixtape. So I realized, I was like, man, this would be tight if we all came together.
Back, me, yeah,
at
Bill,
the point
been,
we all were together, like, senior year when it was, like, back every day after school, you know what I'm saying? We'll go to the studio and just chill. It was just like at that point in time, it was like, we might as well, you know what I'm saying, put a little exactly. something together for the people.
And me, Phil, I've been trying to convince Malik to do this for a minute. And we never really actually did anything. And then when we found out that Teddy was rapping and he came around, I knew I wanted to make music with him. I think we gave him a little bit more of a push to completely do it. And,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, so y'all keep on bringing up high school. What high school did y'all go to?
I'm going to Flossmoor.
You said Flossmoor?
Yeah, home of Flossmoor High School.
Okay, Southside. Southside is in the building.
You know,
all right. Southside is Burping Stars. Hey, man, who produced this song that we just played, this Teddy's Revenge.
Teddy's Revenge?
Oh, yeah, I did. Me, Phil.
Phil.
Yeah, I produce all the music on the tape.
Whoa. Wow, okay. So, this is crazy, though. So, tell me, is this Teddy rapping on Teddy's Revenge?
Yeah, Teddy's first on Teddy's Revenge, and then Malik is the second verse. And
okay.
I'm on the hook.
Hey, Teddy, explain the concept behind the song, man. It's so rich with content. It's just extra dope the way you did the beat and the way y'all snapped on it. Tell us the vision behind it.
Yeah. The vision, well, me and JP was playing this game, Pac-Man World 2. And it's hilarious. Like, we got the sample from the game, and like one of the levels of the game was called I think Pinky's Revenge or something and so like we just put Teddy's Revenge in front of that, and you know, Phil just made a great beat, and we all just came through with the lyrics. You know, it was great. It was like all the meanings, like all the backstories behind the songs are like just legendary.
What was the name of the game again?
Pac-Man World 2.
You said Pac-Man World 2?
Yeah, it was one day we were just bored, and we was going through a whole bunch of old games, like games from our childhood that we had like boxed up, and we found Pac-Man World 2 for the old PlayStation, and we turned it on, and the first thing I heard was like the sample for the intro, and I was like, hold on. I was like, I can make something out of that. But I got to.
Right.
Dude, you dope. on that production.
And we got right in it. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
What,
we got right into the stew right after that.
Right into the stew.
How would y'all describe y'all musical style? Like, what genre or, like, y'all put y'all stuff in a box?
That's the hardest question, because we really don't want to put ourselves in a box, because it's really however we feel in that day, because
honestly,
a lot of stuff. Like, I know, like, the tape kind of has, like, a cohesive feel to it, but, like, we make other stuff that, you know, doesn't always sound exactly the same. Like, we write other music for different genres that we don't necessarily, like, make ourselves, but might write for other people, like, some pop songs. You know, me and Malik was working on a song to possibly sell to a female artist. So, like, it's really hard to put us in one genre.
Definitely. Like I said earlier, this is Malik talking. We've always been musically inclined since our earlier days, so we all have different flavors of music. It just so happens that, like, the cohesiveness behind the tape just worked for us, because that's all what we were feeling most of the days when we were in the studio just hanging out, if that makes sense.
So, mixtape title, Style 48. Where did y'all get that name from? What does that mean?
Phil, you want to take that?
You said me? Yeah, well, File 48, it kind of has multiple meanings. One thing is, like, a lot of people, like, they know us, they always say, like, you know, we always, like, super secretive about what we do and, like, where we are. And, like, the number 48 is what we call, like, our home base, like, where we always are is 48. And the file came from, like, the secrecy about everything we've been doing, and, like, we finally, like, published it and let everybody know, because, like, we literally been working hard, haven't been doing much of anything other than this. And, you know, people always ask, like, oh, y'all don't go nowhere, y'all don't do this, y'all don't do that. Like, this is why.
Now they can see that progression, like, what y'all been working on.
Yeah.
And 48 was just the home base. And that's where the concept came from, like the little secret government file.
Yeah.
So how many tracks you got on the mixtape?
11.
Yep, 11.
And you produce all of them? Feel the product and produce all of them?
Yep.
What's your favorite song on there?
I think my favorite, it's a tie for me between Teddy's Revenge and Green Dream, I think.
Those are two strong songs.
Yeah, two strong songs.
Yeah, Teddy's Revenge, obviously, that one was close to my heart just from playing that game. It was like a little blast from my childhood, and we made that. I was happy to see that come together. Green Dream, I kind of really like that one, because that was one of the favorite hooks that I made, and I felt like that was a song that kind of brought out a little bit of my West Coast influences, which not many of the songs on there have, and I really like how that one feels, just the mood behind it in general.
What about you, Malik?
Ooh, see, now my favorite song.
Give me one.
One.
You making it tough on us today.
I'd probably say High Demand is my personal favorite. High Demand, just because the way the song comes in, like, as far as how Phil made the beat, like, I remember back when it's like Baby Phases, when it was just like a regular loop, and then we kind of just all freestyled on it one day, and then JP was like, hold on, I could do something to this, just you know what I'm saying, write to it instead of freestyle.
Yeah. High Demand.
Yeah, I wrote it one day, then Terrence wrote his verse, and once again, it was one of those days when we was still in high school. After school, we just went to the studio. JP was like, hey, yo, Teddy, you got your verse? He's like, yup. He's like, Malik, you got your verse? I was like, yup. He played it for us, and then we both laid down our verses at different times until it became, like, official, and then he put them together, and then the way he transitioned on the song is crazy, like, Phil is a mad talented producer. I was just amazed.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. High Demand, actually, right. that one wasn't even supposed to be a song. I was planning to, like, I was trying to, like, score, like, a little.
Yeah, that was the crazy part.
Yeah, I was trying to use it for, like, a movie.
Because, mind you, we were already making the tape at this moment in time when the song was kind of just floating around. And then one day, we were thinking, like, man, do we have enough songs for a tape? Do we have enough songs for a tape? And then one day, JP was playing us a score of music, and Teddy and I both looked at each other, then looked at him like, tape? Like, we're going to be on tape. All
right, so I'm making a list. Because I'm going to download it, and I'm going to go and bang it in the whips. So I got Teddy Revenge, of course, that's my favorite. Like Teddy Revenge, and I got High Demand. And what you say, Teddy? What should I put in heavy rotation?
I personally, my favorite song is the outro. Just the way it was, just like the proper
conclusion.
It was a proper conclusion, definitely. And it was like the way it was put together, you know. I was spending, like, really what was, you know, going on, you know, in my life. It was just
from your personal experience.
From my personal experiences, you know. And I feel like we all just ended. It was just great. I can't even just listen to it.
Listen all the way through it. I don't even want to. Make sure you listen to the entire thing. It's one of those songs where it's like. Like, you know, I'm sure you're aware of Chance the Rapper. Remember his second debut mixtape, Acid Rap, and remember how great the intro was for a mixtape? And then he had his outro song. Like, that will always, forever, this is Malik speaking, that will always and forever be in one of my top five greatest mixtapes of all time. Just the way it was put together as, like, an entire story. I feel like we embodied that element of a mixtape itself. We were able to, you know, open up with such a, I think a chill and laid back song, Swerve. Then we closed it off with something that kind of like makes you nod your head, just think for a little bit. It gets real. I don't even want to spoil it for you if you haven't listened to it yet. Check it out. 548, track 11.
How about just check out all of them? Like, all of them. Like, cheers, just check out all
11 of them. That's the answer. That's the answer right there.
Okay.
Something that you can play from A through Z, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, and y'all touched on my next question is, you know, who are y'all listening to nowadays? Like, what new artists are y'all listening to? Who would y'all like to collaborate in the future? All of that.
Ooh.
Who would we like to collaborate with?
How far in the future are we talking? Are we talking like far future?
I mean, it can be superstar status. It really don't matter. It can be like
Personally, I would want to collaborate with Travis Scott and Chance the Rapper.
This is Malik talking. If he said that, then assuming that will happen, I would say also probably Migos. Just a great rap collab. Kind of like on a Mike Will Made It Deep, preferably.
I would have to go with Hov instantly.
He just dropped
a whole album. Like, he's still relevant. Like, I need me a song with Hov before I die.
Hov gonna be retired by the time.
I know.
Hopefully not. He could push one more out, I guarantee you.
Oh,
after the kids grow, he gonna still be in his spirits.
Right. But no, Travis Scott definitely.
You said what?
That blasphemous for me to say that he should have probably released Black Album.
I mean, hey.
But he still was dropping heat. Did you listen to 444?
I haven't. I heard it on. I heard the whole album on WGCI when he dropped it. I haven't heard anything since then, but I'm gonna check it out eventually.
Just go back. Just
check it out one more time.
It grew on me.
It grew on me.
But you know, I'm more of an old head. You know what I'm saying? I'm a golden era.
No, I understand that.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like that Reasonable Doubt, that Blueprint. I'm on that.
The Blueprint 3
was my personal favorite. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
moving on.
Okay.
So performances, because we're going to have to hear this live. Have y'all been writing any shows?
We actually just got our first performance opportunity for Six Sundays.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring it to. So Six Sundays is something that we do every third Sunday in St. Louis and downtown Chicago. And, I mean, it's the best, Chicago's best day party. It goes from 4 to 8 p.m., and we do it every third Sunday. So I was talking with your manager to make that happen. I'm sure the crowd would just love the album, just the mixtape.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. We haven't had any performances yet, especially of this stuff, so that would be great to get a chance to let people hear it live.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, the talent boy, all the vision.
Yeah, so we're going to chop it up online, offline about that. But,
all right, that's cool.
Now, as far as performances, how do y'all like coordinate things? Do y'all rehearse? Or do y'all just go up there and do your thing?
Oh, yeah, no, we definitely going to be rehearsing.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
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 No, I mean, we have the potential to go up there and do our thing just because of the strength. We all have that brotherhood, so I feel like we could just vibe off the strength. But, of course, you know, we just starting out with this, so we want to put on the best performance possible. So we'd definitely be rehearsing for it just to give everybody a show worth remembering. Well, at least remembering long enough to go listen to the whole tape, you feel me?
Word.
Because that's how you grow, word to mouth, you know?
Yeah, definitely that's revenge, man.
Always.
We're going to be on 10. So is there any plan as far as, like, because I know you got the high-powered manager who's taking care of you. Is there any plan as far as, like, the future, like what we should look for in 2017 from the group?
We're actually about to start working on some visuals for some of the songs. That's probably the first thing to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely.
We actually are in the conversation process
from the album.
We're trying to decide which ones now that we should actually shoot videos for. Any suggestions?
Teddy's Revenge. Teddy's Revenge.
Of course, Teddy's Revenge.
We're going to play that again at the end of the interview in a second, just so people can let that soak in, how dope it is, go and get the mixtape. But, short-term goals is dropping some videos, right? Getting some buzz, getting some shows, and then like 5 years down the road, what's like a long term goal for each of you in the music industry?
Long term goals. I hope to have at least been on tour, like a full summer tour.
Yeah,
shows all over the country and producing for as many artists as I can, and me and my boys just doing what we do still.
As far as this Malik talking, as far as my vision, in 5 years, I want to see us working on perhaps either like a third or fourth project, perhaps. And I expect to be kind of like at least 5 years. I say we'll do it in much less time, but I'm thinking like double XL cover soon.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about taking over the social media of the youth. I'm looking to take, you know, that next big spot.
Exactly. 5 years from
there
now,
you have it.
People know who
there you have it.
5 years.
Thank you.
Thank you. So much. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Definitely.
right, so make sure y'all go and get the File 48 mixtape. Hit each and every one of the artists up on social media. I got the Twitter and the IG. Feel the Prodigal, Malik, Teddy Stack, I really appreciate y'all coming out and coming to the show. USA Blog Network, really appreciate y'all.
Thank you so much for having us. Once again, it's a blessing to talk to you today, man.
Yeah. Really appreciate it. It's been great to talk to you.
All right. So go and add Phil B. Prodigal on Twitter and IG, right? And it's T-H-E-B, not the. Phil, we got Malik, MC, Mizzle, Mac on Twitter.
Yep.
And on IG, it's M-X-L-I-K-T-H-E, kid, with two Ds.
Yep,
Teddy Stacks.
Yeah, with an A.
Hit up Teddy Stacks, at Teddy Stacks, or on Twitter. IG is T-X-D-D-Y-S-T-X-X. Now, all of this will be presented later on today. It's going to drop the mixtape all over the USA Blog Network. So you can head over to ChicagoBangers.com and check out, download the album, the mixtape, and add everybody on their social media. I think we got a caller before we get off here. I'm not sure who this is, but hey, caller, who is this?
Yo, what up? You can hear me? They already know who it is.
Hey, what's up?
Yo, man.
Hey, play that Green Dream real quick. Play that Green Dream real quick. Let them know.
Hey, who this?
This is C-Bass. You know, this is my homies, you know. They finna make it, bro. Like, I'm one of the – I don't even know if I'm in the
Kings.
Like, this is my homies. I just be around.
That's
the
brother right there. That's
the man.
So we got a live shout-out and a request.
But, yeah, definitely should play that – first four bars, you're going to hear it, you know.
What's the name of the song? It's called Green what?
Green Dream on that File 48.
Alright. So, we don't have that loaded up into the system, but y'all can definitely go and check that out on ChicagoBangers.com later on today once we launch it. But, alright, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. It's been another dope edition of the Dopeness Interview Series / USA Blog Review. I really appreciate y'all coming out. Phil the Prodigal, Malik, Teddy Stacks, go and get that File 48,
yeah,
y'all.
Problem.
And we out.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Take that shit, Phil.
With your shorty and she mad annoying, she off Henny, yeah, I know she mad horny, keep about five lighters on me, cause you never know what a dope be. Double cup from Houston, backwards look like Cuban, fucking 2 cents, I'ma put the bill in, all my niggas pimping, I don't do no kissing, purple what I'm sipping, dick is what I'm giving, windows they be tinted, business is financial, bitches think I'm handsome, niggas flip flop, just like a sandal, left on the island, bitch you better pass. Put that bitch on the mantle. She gon' blow me like a candle. Drop her, she gon' throw a tantrum. Teddy been a rude boy. Got too many hits, they Samuel steroids. Oh shit, I know this. Without you, I'm focused. The pussy is potent. Like oceans, it's flowing. Don't do that. She wanna drop it for me, throw it back. Situations take you all off track. Don't get attached, girl, I'm a trap, girl, yeah.
Head on straight, know my fixture,
yeah.
Shorty aiming for collision,
yeah.
Sabotaging my only mission. I got traction, fuck the slipping. Don't be a dumbass. Do the dash, shorty, I got dumb cash. Going dumb fast, and yo, bum ass. Hit the stage, shorty, you'll get finessed. I'm getting that check, I can't get from that. Tunnel vision like I'm Lil Kodak. Snap a picture, baby, get that Kodak. I see my old bitch, and I can't go back. Hey, ooh, ballin' like a piston. Got these birds chirpin', I ain't even whistlin'. Shorty check my wrist, seen that shit was glistening. Shorty check my lingo, said I'm too explicit. Hold on, shh, shh, my mom might be listening.
Okay. Oh shit, I know this, without you, I'm focused. The pussy is potent, like oceans, it's flowing. Don't do that. She wanna drop it for me, throw it back. Situations take you all off track. Don't get attached, girl, I'm a trap girl, yeah.
Style 48.